Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Good to see you.
Hi, friends. I'm Pauline. Thanks for joining us today. Today's topic is celebrations.
And the title of our lesson is Lantern Festival. Lantern Festival. Friends, can you believe it's already March?
That is crazy. I can't believe New Year's was 2 months ago.
Don't you mean 2 weeks ago, Pauline?
No, Peter. January 1st was exactly 2 months ago.
Pauline, I'm talking about January 1st. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about New Year's, Chinese New Year. Here, let's learn more about it. Pauline will read it.
Lantern Festival is an important Chinese holiday. It marks the end of the Chinese New Year celebration. This year, it is March 2nd. People celebrate Lantern Festival in many ways. They usually light and enjoy lanterns. Lanterns can be many shapes and sizes. They can be round. They can have animal shapes. People can see them everywhere. Sometimes parks have big lantern displays. Children often carry small lanterns in the streets.
See, Pauline, for many people in Asia, the New Year is just beginning. Many people are celebrating that right now.
I always forget that Chinese New Year is so much later than New Year in the United States. But that's great. I like parties and celebrations, so I am happy to celebrate the New Year again.
Well, let's learn some more. Here's Christina with today's key words.
元宵节的英文是 Lantern Festival. 名词 Lantern 就是灯笼, 只要是提着的灯就是 Lantern. 元宵节的时候要说 Happy Lantern Festival. 元宵节是农历新年整个节期的最后一天, and marks the end of the Chinese New Year celebration. 动词 mark 在这里表达做标记或者是标明的意思。 Matt 想要知道大家是怎么庆祝元宵节的。 How do you celebrate Lantern Festival? 动词 celebrate 就是庆祝。 Alex 说元宵节那一天大家会提各式各样的灯笼，有不同的形状，不一定都是圆形的哦。 Some lanterns are not round. 形容词 round 就是圆形的。 元宵节当天到处都看得到灯笼。 You can see them everywhere. 句尾的副词 everywhere 表示到处，无论在何处。小孩通常会提着小小的灯笼在街上走。Children often carry small lanterns. 动词 carry 就是用手提、扛或者是搬的意思。Hi
Matt, Happy Lantern Festival.
Lantern Festival? What's that, Alex?
It is an important Chinese festival. It marks the end of Chinese New Year celebrations.
How do you celebrate Lantern Festival?
You light lanterns. You look at lanterns. There are nice lantern displays in parks.
There must be a lot of lanterns.
Yes, they're everywhere.
Glad Alex works with us. He always has interesting stories about life in Taiwan.
Yes, it's fun to know people from other countries. You can learn a lot from each other.
Well, our newest coworker, Matt, is learning a lot from Alex today. Alex greeted Matt by saying, Happy Lantern Festival.
Matt doesn't know what a lantern festival is. Friends, you probably know what a lantern festival is. Would you like to explain it?
Alex begins by saying it's an important Chinese festival. It marks the end of Chinese New Year celebrations. Hey, Christina, can you explain this phrase for us?
到了元宵节这一天就表示整个农历年的节期要结束了。It marks the end of Chinese New Year celebrations. 这个句子里的 mark 做动词的用法我们比较少见，所以来练习一下。Mark 做动词表达做标记，所以如果学校在每天放学的时候都会放一首歌，我们可以说 The song marks the end of the day. 那首歌标记出一天的结束。换句话说，放那首歌就表示要放学了。或者每次比赛结束的时候，裁判都会做一个结束的手势，我们就指着他的动作说 It marks the end of the game. 那个动作就表示比赛结束了。这个就是动词 mark 的一种用法。
Thanks, Christina. Friends, do you know what song marks the beginning of our show?
Of course, when you need a friend.Here's what to say.
Exactly. Well, today many people are marking the end of Chinese New Year celebrations by enjoying a lantern festival.
Matt asks, how do you celebrate Lantern Festival? I like this question. If you want to learn about a holiday or a festival, you can use this question. Peter, how do you celebrate New Year's in the United States?
Well, many people go to New Year's Eve parties. Right before midnight, everyone counts down aloud. 10, 9, 8. And then after 1, everyone yells, Happy New Year!
Great answer. You can also use this question in the past tense. Just change the word do to did. Peter, how did you celebrate New Year's this year?
Well, I didn't go to a New Year's party this year, but I went downtown and watched fireworks at midnight.
Oh, that sounds fun. Oh, but speaking of fun celebrations, let's talk more about the Lantern Festival. How do you celebrate Lantern Festival?
You light lanterns and send them into the sky, or you can just go and look at lanterns.Many parks have beautiful lantern displays during this time of year.
What are the lanterns made of, Peter?
They are made with many different things. Paper, cloth, glass, plastic, you name it.
So what makes it a lantern?
Well, there is always some type of light inside the lantern. Flying lanterns have a flame inside.Lamps at parks usually are lit with electricity, like a light bulb.
Okay, very interesting. Well, I'm learning a lot. This is fun to talk about, but it is time for a quick break, friends. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English.
Welcome back, friends. Today we're talking about lantern festivals. Pauline, when you lived in Taiwan, did you see any lantern festivals?
I did. I went to a special town in Taiwan where they send tons of lanterns into the sky. It was beautiful. But I didn't get to see those park displays. I would like to see that.
Oh, yeah. Those are great. Well,Matt and Alex are still talking about the Lantern Festival. Let's join them to hear more about this interesting celebration.
Are all the lanterns round?
Some are round, but the lanterns are many shapes and sizes. Some look like animals.
Such as dogs or bears?
Or dragons.Some lanterns look like flowers or fruit, too.
Are the lanterns big?
Yes, some are very big, but some are also small. Children often carry small lanterns in the streets.
Peter, have you seen any lantern displays in Asia?
Yes. They are amazing displays. They are very creative. The lanterns come in all colors, shapes, and sizes.
Really? So not all the lanterns are round?
Some are round, but not all of them are round. Hey, and I'm glad you asked this question because Rebecca wants to help us practice a similar question. Rebecca?
Hey everyone, it's the beginning of a new month, the month of March. It's time to learn something new in Use It. Today you are going to learn how to ask a question using the words, are all the. For example, are all the houses big? Or, are all the books interesting? You can answer either of these questions by saying, yes, they are, or, no, they're not. Friends, this is very useful for English students, so don't forget to use it. Thanks, Rebecca. I accept your challenge. I will use it right now. Are all the students here?
Nice. Okay. Are all your teachers nice?
Of course.
Okay, so we all know that lanterns are not all round. They can be many different shapes and sizes. That's why I said that lanterns can be very creative. They can be shaped like animals, people, flowers, anything.
Wow, that's amazing.
I like the lanterns that are shaped like dragons. They're great. Oh, and I saw one that you would like, Pauline. Can you guess what it was?
A butterfly?
Yes.
Really? That's awesome. You know me really well, Peter. Now, I really want to go see a lantern display. Ooh, some of the lanterns are really big, right?
Sure. But, of course, there are many small ones, too.
Okay, but some are very big, right?
Yes, some are very big. Oh, and that's today's...
calendar phrase!
Some are very big.
Some are very big.
有些很大。
Some houses are big.
Some are very big.
Some cars are big.
Some are very big.
Some people are big.
Some are very big. But some are also small. Very small.
Very funny.
Some are very big.
Some are very big.
有些很大。
Okay, Peter, now you can tell me about the small lanterns at these festivals. Are these small lanterns one you can hang, like Christmas lights?
Well, yes. You can hang lanterns from the ceiling, although they are bigger than Christmas lights.
Sure. I have seen pictures where there are strings of lanterns going across the street and people walk underneath them. It's so pretty.
Yes. Hanging lanterns are beautiful, but you can also carry lanterns. During Lantern Festival, children often carry small lanterns in the streets.
Oh, how cute! Friends, notice we use the word children for more than one child. In fact, Christina, can you explain that some more for us?
Alex 说通常小朋友都会在街上提着小灯笼。Children often carry small lanterns in the streets. 我们来看 children 这个字，它是小孩 child 的复数。英文的名词跟中文不一样，它有单数、复数的区别。一般都是在单数名词后面加 s 就变成复数了。比如说 cat 的复数是 cats， door 的复数是 doors。但是有些名词不是按照这个规则做变化的，比如 child 小孩的复数是 children， mouse 老鼠的复数是 mice， 牙齿 tooth 的复数是 teeth， 女人 woman 的复数是 women， 这种不规则的单复数变化，看到一个记一个就可以了。大部分的名词都还是字尾加 s 就可以了。
Thanks, Christina. We always enjoy learning from you. So, what other words or phrases did you want to learn with us today?
My favorite word we learned today is celebrate. Holidays are a great time for celebrating, but really,Every day there is something to be thankful for and to celebrate.
I'm always thankful to learn and review with you guys. Now let's review the keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Lantern. Lantern. Please light the lantern.
Mark. Mark.Today marks the end of our trip.
Celebrate. Celebrate. Let's celebrate Jan's birthday.
Round. Round. Oranges are round.
Everywhere. Everywhere.I see lights everywhere.
Carry. Carry. Please carry the box into the house. Okay, friends, keep on practicing those key words. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Hi, Matt. Happy Lantern Festival.
Lantern Festival? What's that, Alex?
It is an important Chinese festival. It marks the end of Chinese New Year celebrations.
How do you celebrate Lantern Festival?
You light lanterns. You look at lanterns. There are nice lantern displays in parks.
There must be a lot of lanterns.
Yes, they're everywhere.
Are all the lanterns round?
Some are round, but the lanterns are many shapes and sizes. Some look like animals.
Such as dogs or bears?
Or dragons. Some lanterns look like flowers or fruit, too.
Are the lanterns big?
Yes, some are very big.But some are also small. Children often carry small lanterns in the streets.
Whoa, so cool! Look at these lanterns. Hey, Pauline, you said that you have gone to a sky lantern festival. Did you light a lantern?
Oh, I didn't. They are beautiful.But they are also bad for nature. Most of the lanterns they use become garbage in the mountains and forests, and they can hurt animals.
Oh, that's too bad. Yes, I've seen some in trees.
Right. In the past, traditionally, people made flying lanterns out of bamboo and cotton. These are natural materials, so they are okay.
Sure, but lanterns now are usually made with metal and painted paper, right? So that's not good for the environment.
Right, but it is a very old and beautiful tradition, so I felt lucky to get to see it. I just chose not to light one myself. Although, if I could buy a lantern made of bamboo and cotton, then I would definitely do it.
That sounds like fun.Friends, I hope you enjoyed learning from us, and now it's time to learn from James and Ginger. What are they up to?
Today we are talking about an important holiday.
Ooh, ooh, is it Christmas? Oh, is it my birthday? Is it Banana Day?
No, Ginger. It's Lantern Festival.
Ooh, what's Lantern Festival?
It marks the end of Chinese New Year.
The end of Chinese New Year? Oh, no.
But that's okay. We still have time to celebrate.
Yay! How will we celebrate?
With lanterns. Lanterns are everywhere. They come in all shapes and sizes.
Yay! Can I carry a lantern?
Sure. What kind do you want?
I want a small one. No, I want a big one. No, I want a round one. No, maybe I want a...
Ginger!
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about Lantern Festival, and here to answer our question is my guest, Thomas Riddle.
Hello Rob, happy Lantern Festival.
Happy Lantern Festival, Thomas. Thomas, I have a question today from Jiajun Lin of Taipei, Taiwan. Can you help us answer it?
Sure.
Great. Jiajun writes, Lantern Festival is one of my favorite holidays. During Lantern Festival, people like to guess riddles. Usually, we only share Chinese riddles. Can you teach me some English riddles?
Sure, I would love to. Here's a good riddle. What word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it?
What word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it? If you add two letters to any word, doesn't it become longer? How can a word become shorter when you add two letters to it?
Are you ready for the answer?
Sure. What word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it?
The word short.
Oh, very funny. Because when you add two letters, E-R to short, it becomes shorter.
That's right.
That's good. Can you tell us another riddle?
Sure. Poor people have it, rich people need it. If you eat it, you will die. What is it?
Poor people have it, rich people need it. If you eat it, you will die. What is it?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. That's right. Poor people have nothing. Rich people need nothing. And if you eat nothing, you will die.
I see. That's good. Okay, can you tell us one more?
Sure. We see it once in a year, twice in a week, and never in a day. What is it?
Once in a year, twice in a week, and never in a day. That's hard. What's the answer?
The letter E. Understand? There is one E in the word year, two E's in the word week, and no E's in the word day.
Now I understand. Those were good riddles. Thanks for sharing, Thomas. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, friends, we hope you've had a great holiday, and man, I need to see one of these lantern festivals. Pauline, that picture you showed was amazing. Well, friends, we hope you come back tomorrow to talk more about this. Right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.